AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Campaigning in Georgia, Donald Trump tells supporters,
"The way you win is to swamp them. If we swamp them, they can't cheat. It just doesn't work out. But if you can't make it, you need to make a plan, register, and vote any way possible. We got to get your vote."
But Sagar Magani reports there's another warning from someone who served at the center of the Trump White House.
In interviews published this week, ex-Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly, a retired four-star general, says Trump praised Adolf Hitler and wanted generals like Hitler had.
"He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally."
Harris says Trump's comments are shocking and unacceptable.
"This is a window into who Donald Trump really is, from the people who know him best.
And in 13 days, America cannot give him a second term.
Those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there."
Trump's campaign denies Kelly's accounts, saying he simply made them up. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A new threat intelligence report from Microsoft says foreign adversaries are showing determination to influence the election, and there are signs their activity will intensify as Election Day nears. It notes Russian operatives are making more fake videos to smear the Harris campaign, while Chinese-linked social media is maligning down-ballot candidates critical of China. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's confirming North Korean troops have deployed to Russia, some 3,000. Middle East, Israeli jets struck multiple buildings in Lebanon's southern coastal city of Tyre. No reports of casualties. The Israeli military had issued evacuation warnings. Meantime, Hezbollah rocket barrages set off air raid sirens in Tel Aviv before being intercepted, while the militant groups confirmed the death of Hashem Safieddine, who was expected to become its next leader. This is AP News. Sales of existing homes slowed last month to the weakest annual pace in nearly 14 years, despite easing mortgage rates and more properties on the market. Boeing's reported a $6 billion quarterly loss, while Tesla's profit jumped 17% on rising sales. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks fell on Wall Street again as the market pulled further below the record highs it set last week. The S&P 500 sank 0.9%, the third loss in a row for the benchmark index, the first time that's happened since early September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 409 points, that's about 1%. Losses for several big tech stocks weighed on the market, including Nvidia and Apple. That helped pull the NASDAQ Composite down 1.6%. The stock market has been feeling pressure this week from rising treasury yields. Higher yields in the bond market make borrowing money more expensive across the economy. That works by pushing rates higher on mortgages and other kinds of loans. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.